Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, all. Welcome back to USA Unsolved, a segment from the Asian Madness podcast where we spread the word on unsolved disappearances and deaths involving the Asian community in the United States. Today, we will be looking at a case that's slightly more recent, and hopefully that means we have a higher chance of either finding this man or finding out what happened to him. His name is Kevin Nguyen, and he is desperately missed by his family and friends. It's been nearly 7 years since anyone last saw him, but by spreading the word, we may get a chance to find out more. Let's begin. To start off, I spent some time trying to figure out Kevin Nguyen's family tree, because some of these names and information can be slightly confusing. As you can tell by his last name, he is a Vietnamese-American man. Sources indicate that Kevin has multiple siblings, but none of them have the same last name as him. Except for one, I believe, who happens to be his older sister. It is possible that he already had the surname Nguyen, and then his mother ended up remarrying, as everyone else's last name is not Nguyen. Kevin's mother's name is Sandy, and his father's name is Lance Yankee. I can't say that this is a fact, but this is a likely scenario considering the different last names. His father is a white man, and Kevin outwardly looks to be more Asian. Kevin was born on October 3, 1993, and on his Facebook page, it lists New York as his hometown. Later on, it appears that he moved to Fort Wayne, Indiana with his mother, and for the past few years prior to his disappearance, that's where he resided, along with his parents and some other siblings. Not much information is known regarding Kevin's background, but from what I've gathered, it looks like he was an aspiring manga artist at some point, and honestly, his work is pretty good. He had friends, he had hobbies, and most importantly, he had a family that loved him very much. This, then, leads us to what could have happened to Kevin, and why has he been missing for nearly 7 years with no updates. On the evening of December 8, 2018, Kevin decided to head over to a local bar called the Brass Rail, located in downtown Fort Wayne, for some drinks. Google describes this bar as a snug, old-school dive bar with a lot of history, and occasionally hosts touring bands. So Kevin's little sister, Leanne, drives him there at around 10:30 p.m. It is worth mentioning that Kevin and his little sister, Leanne, are extremely close, like best friend level close. I believe Leanne was around 17 at the time, so she was able to drive, but was definitely not old enough to go to bars. Hours go by, and at around 2 a.m. on December 9th, Leanne gets a call from her brother asking her to come pick him up at the bar. It might sound rather odd, a 25-year-old man asking his little sister, who's barely legal, to come pick him up at 2 in the morning. Not necessarily fair to judge, as perhaps Leanne had asked him to call her when he wanted to leave, or this was their dynamic, or Kevin may have been very intoxicated and lost any sense of time. Either way, Leanne decided she would go get Kevin, but as she was ready to head out, her mother stepped in. She didn't think it was safe for Leanne to go out this late, and that she would go get Kevin instead. After Sandy arrived at the bar, she did not see her son outside, so she began to call his phone. She called multiple times, but he never picked up. It is said that Leanne had a missed call from her brother, so a second call, but when she returned that call, he never picked up either. Kevin never appeared again. On the evening Kevin disappeared, his family was of course worried, but they had assumed maybe he ran into a friend and maybe left with that friend, despite asking to be picked up. Kevin's father had been away on a business trip that night, so Kevin's mother, Sandy, called him to tell him that Kevin went out to a bar and did not come home. At first, he also assumed Kevin could have left with a friend, or maybe even passed out somewhere. But once they continued to call and not get a response, they decided to involve the local authorities. They reported him as a missing person, but knowing that he was probably intoxicated and a grown adult, the police didn't feel like it was a priority. According to Lance, it took about a week for the police to take any action. The local police went to the brass rail and also checked the CCTV cameras in the vicinity. Two things stood out to them. One, it was said that Kevin was acting inappropriately at the bar that night, quote-unquote, messing with girls. This could also have led to altercations with the bartenders, or perhaps the patrons at the bar. The other thing of note is the CCTV camera footage that captured Kevin's last known activity. At around 2:40 a.m., so a little before his mother arrived to pick him up, he was seen around Arby's, about a 4-minute walk from the bar. What was he doing there? Where was he going? The police and Kevin's family combed through the area around the bar, hoping to find a shred of evidence as to where Kevin went. Kevin wears glasses, and a pair of glasses, believed to belong to Kevin, was found on the ground of the bar's parking lot, shattered. Could he have dropped them when he was leaving the bar accidentally, or could he have gotten into a fight and lost them? It is also possible that, if Kevin was asked to leave the bar, he may have wandered off for a bit and tried to return to the bar to catch his ride. And perhaps, before his mom showed up, someone came and took him. It's difficult to say, and it is unknown if the bar ever provided their surveillance footage to the police, so no one has been able to confirm or deny the claims of Kevin acting up with the female patrons. After reviewing some of the posts online, it seems the opinion on whether the Brass Rail is a safe bar or not is quite divided. There have been mentions of patrons being roofied at the bar, both men and women. Could Kevin have been an intentional or unintentional target? Difficult to say. Aside from searching the bar, the police also looked into nearby locations, such as the old GE factory nearby, and even searched a nearby river, which I believe to be the St. Mary's River. No additional clues were ever found. If someone had done something to Kevin, could they have taken him and dumped him somewhere far, somewhere the police have not searched? But if Kevin simply wandered off, how could he have gotten so lost and hidden? It was initially thought that he could have walked to the river, as it is known to be a place Kevin likes to frequent, according to his grandmother, Dee Campbell. Even if Kevin had fallen into the river, would his body stay in the vicinity, or could he have been washed to another area? Kevin's family have also taken the initiative to search outside the immediate area and within a 20-mile radius of the bar. So far, nothing has come up. If you ask Kevin's family what happened to him, they strongly believe that someone knows something, but they aren't saying anything. Quote, "I hope they have it in their heart that someday they'll let it go. Let the knowledge go so we can find him," unquote. Even if there was a chance that Kevin died, they would also like to have this information. Quote, "We just want to know, if he's still alive, tell us where he is. If he's not alive anymore, please let us know where he is," unquote. It's hard to call it closure, but knowing what happened and having Kevin's body would be so much better than never knowing. Kevin's family also have thoughts on how the police handled the case. They didn't appreciate not being taken seriously at first and had to wait at least a week for any action to take place. Secondly, they have their doubts about what really happened at the bar, as in the claims that Kevin was being inappropriate with women. I cannot comment on this as I was not there, but the family have stated that if Kevin was acting inappropriately, the local police should have been called to come handle the situation. They believe that if proper protocol had been followed, Kevin may not be missing today. After Kevin disappeared, his family really came together. A Facebook page is dedicated to finding Kevin, called Help Bring Kevin Nguyen Home. His family is moderating it, and they've uploaded many pictures of their family featuring Kevin. Missing persons posters were put up everywhere possible, and while tips have been called in, none proved to be of use thus far. The family has been very grateful to everyone on social media who have helped spread the word and showed up to the candlelight vigils held for Kevin. The family is quite convinced that the bar is not telling everything they know, as they seem to be evasive and not forthcoming. Again, I am not from the area, so it is difficult to confirm this information. Lance Yankee, Kevin's father, passed away on March 9, 2024, just a few days after his 55th birthday, never finding out what happened to his son. Whatever he may or may not have done that night, Kevin deserves to be found, and his family deserves to know. Quote, "I'm at the point where I don't care who did it or what happened to him. Tell me where he is." Unquote. If you or anyone you know lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, or is acquainted with the location, please make sure to spread the word on Kevin's disappearance. I will also be leaving the contact information for those you can reach out to in the show notes. Kevin's family needs answers, as his family not only lost Kevin, but also lost Lance, a father, a son, and a husband. Kevin is around 6 feet tall, or 183 centimeters, and weighs somewhere between 160 to 180 pounds. At the time of his disappearance, he had short black hair, and while he usually wears glasses, he lost those in the parking lot. It's unsure of what he was wearing that night, but a distinguishing physical characteristic would be a birthmark on his inner right thigh. Thank you for taking the time to get to know Kevin's story, and please remember to stay safe out there. Till next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.